with everything in my life, mismatched with everything in my life. And I'm just trotting along, trying to do the best I can. And things just kept going very, very smoothly, very, very hard, very, very, I'm working all the time. I have to pay the rent. I'm working two jobs just to pay the rent, to pay the car, to do all these things. And the next thing you know, I don't know what happens. Things change. Things change quickly. I don't know how they change, but they do. And he changed in front of my eyes, and all of a sudden, life became a little bit different. And what happened is when I started going to Steel Beach, people started asking me to sponsor them. I thought, why are you asking me to sponsor you? You know, don't you know who I am? I don't have anything to give you. I don't have anything to offer you. But I started saying yes because I was told to say yes. And before long, you know, that all I can do is tell them what was told to me. Get a commitment. Show up here. Do this. Do that. And I do believe today that the greatest honor that anyone can ever give anybody else is permission to come into their life, to see the light goes on into their lives. I was an empty person who never knew what it felt like to be loved, ever. I always was looking for love. I was always looking for somewhere to belong, somewhere to just put a hook into somebody, just to belong. And slowly, by loving them, I learned what love was all about. And I watched their lives change, and I see things happen. And they started getting, I'm like that woman in the meeting, they start multiplying like rabbits, and they're all over the place, and I see them going. And some of them don't have an education, and the next thing you know, I believe in being self-supporting through their own contributions, and they get a job, and then some of them have to go back and get a diploma in high school, and then they go to college, and then they go a little bit further, they get a master's, they keep on going. Some of them are educated far beyond me. And the thing is, it's really interesting, is then they start dating. And when they start dating, you know, boy meets girl on AA campus, the stories are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Make your hair curl. And you know, the thing is, that happens is that, you know, all I say to them is, I was turned into Al-Anon. I was turned into Al-Anon, and Al-Anon saved my life with my alcoholic friends. Because all I was able to say after that point, I could not solve their problems. All I'd say is, you know the right thing to do. You want to do it, just do it, you know? And the next thing, you know, like I said, they're dating, and then they get engaged in that order. And then they get married, and when they get married, we're all there. We're all there. And then they graduate from college, or they graduate from school. We're all there. We do it all together. And then they start getting married. And I've been the mother of the bride 3 times, and it's absolutely incredible. I've never been able to have children. You know, alcohol took that away from me. But now I'm there, the mother of the bride, and the next thing you know, they're pregnant. They start having babies. And I have a rule for all the people I sponsor, for everybody I sponsor of childbearing years. Do not have that baby until I'm in the delivery room. Cross your legs, I'm on my way. And so far, they've all obeyed. All 5 of them have obeyed. And I love this because simply, you know, we talk about seeing God in different places, but I truly believe that God's most perfect creation is us. The most perfect thing he ever created was us. And when I'm in that delivery room, I'm usually the second person to hold that baby. And when I'm in the delivery room and I hold that baby in my hands and I look at it, and I check its nose and its toes and its eyelashes and its ears, and I check it all over, and all I can think about is absolutely perfect. And the same thought goes through my head every single time. This is how I came into the world. This is how you came into the world. Absolutely perfect. And everything we have learned, all the negative things we have learned, to be a drunk, to be a drug addict, to be a liar, to be a cheat, we learn that. And over here with the sponsor and the 12 steps and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, we can unlearn that. And we can get into the middle of the road and live a life of quiet serenity is basically what it is. Desperation's gone, you know, and I just see this happening time and time again. I managed to work my way into a pretty happy life. When that relationship broke up, I was done. Flat out done. I realized it was way too much work to be done on me to be in a relationship. I just way too much work. And so I had 3 men in my life. They were my significant others with no benefits. I had one to go to the theater with, one to go to AA with, and one to go traveling with. And I was very, very content in my life, very happy. I thought I was doing just fine. And I went to work and I became serious and I bought my own home and, you know, I have a car and, you know, I have a little money in the bank and I think I'm just doing fine. And AA has been so good to me. I am all over the world with AA. And I am loving, I am really enjoying life. And about 4 years ago, this guy